guys, and welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be chatting about the art of following through. Now, this is probably one of the most important things you could be embedding into your life. Why is this? Have you got a person in your life who says they're going to do something and you know within your heart of hearts it's never going to happen? That person that says to you, we're going to meet for coffee, and then they never get in touch. Or they say to you that they are going to pop round and see you, and yet they never come round. The person that they say that they're going to do things, and as soon as they say to you, I'm going to do this, or maybe it's a goal that they're going to achieve, and they never make edgeway towards achieving that goal. It's all empty words. And the more that they do this, the more that they instill in you this image of them that they are unreliable in what they say that they're going to do. This is exactly what's happening with you and yourself. It's exactly the same thing. If you continuously say to yourself, you're going to stop smoking, you're going to get fitter and healthier, you're going to start making better choices, you're going to achieve a certain goal, you are going to start getting up an hour earlier in the morning, and the next day, it doesn't happen. Or that day, the decisions that you make do not align with what it is that you're doing. The more that you do this, the less confidence you are going to have within yourself. And this is where a lot of people's issues come around, particularly in relationships. Because if you don't have self-confidence, this then ripples into the rest of your life. Not only are you not going to be achieving the things that you want to achieve in this life, and let's be serious, you get one shot. You've got one shot at this. So the more you go through life not achieving what it is that you feel, even if you were to go towards a goal and then halfway there you're like, this isn't what I want to be doing, that's different. You're trying, you're changing your mind, it's not aligning with you the way that you thought it would, and you've changed course. That's a very different story to not trying because you are so absorbed in your current habits that you are not willing to push yourself out of a comfort zone into making some significant change. There's two very, very different things. And there is nothing more important than the integrity that you have within yourself for what it is that you say that you're going to do. Because if you don't have self-confidence, how on earth are you expecting to feel certain within yourself and what it is you're bringing to everything else in your life? And the best of it is, the more that you do this, the more that you do not show up for yourself, the second you say you're going to do something, you're already having that conversation within your subconscious that it's not going to happen. It's all false words. It's all empty words, empty promises that you are doing to yourself. Now, we all know how it feels when someone lets us down. We all know how it feels when we have friends, family, significant others that say that they're going to do something for us and then they don't. And then you get that little sinking feeling of disappointment that they have not shown up for you the way that they said that they were going to. This is what you're doing to yourself on a daily basis. So if you're not showing, if you're already, before anyone else gets involved, before there's any disappointment or rejection or upset or stress, if you are already setting yourself up with the feeling of you're not going to do it, you've got that disappointment within yourself, the disappointment that you feel for the decisions that you're making, for the lifestyle that you're following, for the goals that you're not achieving, for the conversations that you're having with yourself, if that's already within you before anything else is going on around you, there is no wonder that you are in such a negative headspace. If you're listening to this and you are in a negative headspace, and most people who listen to my podcast have come here because they're stuck in a negative headspace. They're stuck in a negative mind frame and you're trying to break out of it. This is going to make such a difference to your life because you're building a certainty within you. And certainty is everything. It's one of our fundamental needs as a human, is the understanding of certainty, having certainty in things. We also have a fundamental need of uncertainty. We need to have that element of surprise, of change. That's important. But at our core, we need to feel certain in things. We need to know, we need to have that certainty that things are going to go our way. We need to have that trust within those around us and that within ourselves. It is absolutely essential to your change and to the person, the best version of you that you're trying to create, because that best version of you would never, ever let you down. You need to start embodying all of the traits you want to be seeing in other people, because let me tell you, the second that you do, you're going to start attracting those people into your life, and less people are going to let you down. There's going to be less situations that affect you, because the best of it is when you start to show up for yourself and you show this element of certainty, you then have a self-confidence that is unshakable. Even if the worst case scenario happens on track to your goal, even if worst case scenario was to happen within your relationship or your finances or your business, anything, you have an unshakable self-confidence and certainty within yourself that regardless of what is whatever comes your way, whatever curveballs life throws at you, you know you can handle it. You know you have what it takes to get over the hurdles and get to the other side. Because when you say you're going to do something, you do it. And you then have that confidence within yourself that that's exactly how you're going to show up. And that you might be feeling a little bit down. You might be feeling a bit frustrated. You might feel a bit flustered. All these negative situations are still going to happen. You're still going to get curveballs in life. But you can handle them. And when you have that sense of confidence, they hit you totally differently. They miss. They totally miss. They're not even touching you because you're already thinking about the next necessary steps you have to take. And you know fundamentally that you are certain and you are confident enough that you're going to get past it and you're going to achieve those goals regardless to get to the other side. And you are going to have the health that you want. You are going to be living the lifestyle that you want. You are going to start attracting the money in that you deserve. You are going to start attracting the relationships in that you deserve. And that is because you are setting the standard. You are setting the standard. You are setting the boundaries. You are setting your values. If you can let yourself away with disappointment, with hurt, with letting yourself down, with unreliability, you are already setting it within yourself that this is acceptable. So if you have relationships or things going on in your life where you're constantly feeling disappointed, you're constantly feeling left fed up, you're constantly feeling let down, it's because you've deemed it acceptable for this to happen. You've deemed it already within yourself that this is acceptable behavior and it's just how life is, because you're allowing that behavior to happen within you. No more. It's not happening. Stop it and stop it now, because you deserve more. You deserve all of it. You deserve to feel confident. You deserve to feel certain. You deserve to know that you will never let yourself down, that you will never, ever leave yourself feeling fed up and feeling like no matter if the next curveball comes that you're going to cripple. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You're better than that. And you know you're better than that. You wouldn't be here if you didn't think you were better than that. But anyway, guys, I'm going to love you and leave you. Hopefully this has motivated you. Hopefully this episode gets you off of your arse up an hour earlier in the morning. You're going to drink your water. You're going to do some exercise, even if it's half an hour a day. You're going to get in your reading. You're going to journal. You're going to meditate. You're going to plan for your goals. You're going to create the strategies. You're going to target whatever it is that you want to be achieving in this life and become the version of yourself that you know that you can be. I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. I will catch you in the next one. Lots of love.